So we start with what I call the winter example. I think it's too early to turn it into a summer one. So we have a room, and in this room we have a door, and when we open the door, some cold air can come in. And also in the same room we have a heater, and when we turn it on, some warm air comes from the heater, and we get a thermostat in this room, whose goal is to maintain the temperature of the room between some minimal temperature and maximal temperature. Okay? And we can model this situation with, so the situation is mainly the thermostat with a hybrid system who could have just two locations. One where the heater is off here, where the temperature will decrease, and one where the heater is on and the temperature will follow this equation. This is the classical hybrid system for thermostat that we can find with this paper of Alurano. And we just jump from one location to another when the temperature is too low or too high. Okay? No, and with k is constant depending of the room, h is a constant depending of the heater, and these are the temperature curves starting from some initial temperature when the heater is on, the temperature increase and then stabilize, and when the heater is off, the temperature decrease and then stabilize. Now we have this situation, and we imagine that we can open the door. The previous situation was only when the door remained closed all the time. And if we can open the doors, this hybrid system is not good anymore to model the situation. We have to turn to this. We said that we have four situations now. The heater can be either off or on, and the door can be either closed or open. And I model the fact that the door is open, that would be discussed anyway, by some, I would say, cold source of air, this C constants appearing here and here. And in this situation, we'll say that we set some alarm if either the temperature is getting lower than the minimal one and or bigger than the maximal one. And here are the temperature curves, so that's the picture we had already, and if we imagine that the door can be open, we get this situation, meaning that when the door is open and the heater is on, the temperature increases, but with a slower, and it can reach a lower temperature than when the door was closed, and symmetrical situation when the heater is off. Okay. And the goal is to stay between minimal and maximal temperature. So natural question we can ask when we look at such a system are the following. Can we avoid to go into the alarm state whatever the environment will do? And what's the environment? Here is the door. The thermostat is not controlling the door. It cannot say, no, the door has to keep shut and everything goes well. No, that's not the case. And in other systems, we can ask reachability question. Can we reach some good state, whatever the environment does? After that, other questions. How do we avoid the alarm state? What is a strategy to reach good state in reachability case? And in case such strategy exists, can we compute them? Okay, that was just the introduction on this example. And I will now recall some general backgrounds that maybe most of you already know about transition system, reachability problem, games and control problem, and how to solve this technique to solve those problems. So it will start really basically. Just recall what I've called the discrete transition system. It's just the data of Q, sigma, and an arrow, where Q is the set of states. Sigma is an alphabet labeling the transition, and sigma is the transition relation. So just give a simple example with six states, Q1 to Q6, which are the six circles. The alphabet is just A, B, U. And you see that Q1, A, Q2 is an example of transition. Okay, that's not really new, I imagine. just considering something slightly different that I've called real-time transition system. So it's basically the same, except that here we allow also what I will call time transition, that I suppose to be real-time, dense time. And an example of time transition system are time automata that have been introduced in the beginning of the 90s by Alour and Diehl. And here is a time automata whose set of states is L1, L2, L3 times R plus. So I just put what we call one clock on this system. And just to understand how is it working, just look at what kind of paths could we have on this system. So basically, to give a state of the system, I need to know two things: in which location I am and what's the value of my unique clock X. So imagine I'm starting from L1 with the value of my clock being zero. I have two solutions. I can let time elapse, or I can switch to another location. I decided to let time elapse 0.7 times unit. I'm now in this state, and I will jump from location L1 to location L2, which I can do since here is some, I would say, Boolean formula that is satisfied since 0.7 is smaller or equal to 2. So I have the right to jump from location L1 to location L2. And I'm arriving at location L2, keeping the value of my clock constants. Then I decide to stay for one more 1.1 times unit in this location, and so on. Okay, so what's the reachability problem? We're given a transition system, either a discrete one or a timed one. We're given some initial state, some goal state, and we have the question, is there a path from the initial state to the goal state? So, and it can be defined independently of the transition system. So, now we turn to what I will call control program, but also known as games, but we see there is a slight difference, but commonly used games name. So basically, what is for me a discrete game is just a transition system, as I defined before, except that we partition the action between what we call the controllable action and uncontrollable action. So if I come back to the first example, I just made different those two arrows by saying that they are uncontrollable edges. Okay. Now, what is interesting is to give the semantic of this stuff. And we'll talk of a game on this transition system. The game is played between two players. The first one that we'll call the controller, and the second one that we call the environment. And how does the golf evolve? First, the goal, the aim of player one is to reach some goal states that we identify in the transition system. And the goal of player two is to make player one not reaching goal. And so how will the game evolve? At each state, player one, the controller, picks some controllable actions, and player two, the environment, has two possibilities. Either he can let him play what he has chosen, having in mind that the transition system could be non-deterministic, so this Q prime is not unique, and in that case, that's player two that can choose the potential Q prime. Or he can't play one of its own action by picking the other Q prime related from Q by a non-controllable action. So the difference with maybe classical game is that the game is not symmetric. The player 2 is clearly stronger than player 1. Okay, just to make stuff clearer, let us come back to this example where I did identify the goal state being Q3 and Q6. And the goal will be player 1 starting from Q1 and try to reach goal. And so we want to see if we can define what's called the strategy to be sure that starting from Q1 we will reach goal. A strategy is just a function from the states to the controllable action. And we see that In this case, an example of winning strategy is to play A here, because we reach Q2, and then A again, because if player 2 let us play, we go to Q3, and if he plays on action, we go to Q6, but in both cases, we win the game. Okay, now we turn to adaptation of control to real-time setting. So, it's exactly the same in the sense that we just partition the action between controllable and uncontrollable actions. So, again, just look like that. What's the difference is in the semantics. The game is still played between player 1 and player 2. And player 1 still wants to reach goal. But the game evolves in this sense, that a state Q, player 1 now picks a tuple, a couple TA, meaning I want to play action A after exactly T times unit. Again, player 2 has two choices. Okay, the X has nothing to do here. He can say, I can wait for the T proposed by player 1 and then perform one of the A control action. Or he can say, no, I don't want to wait that. I want to wait some T prime, smaller or equal to T, and then pick one of my uncontrollable action. So to make things clearer, let's go back to this example where we want from L1 clock value 0 reaching L3. And we see that when we are in L2, if the clock value is smaller or equal to 1, player 2 has a possibility to make it come back to L1. So it's not interesting for us to be in L2 with a clock value smaller or equal to L1. So the, I would say, winning smart strategy would say, okay, I'm in L1, I wait for 1.1 time unit, for example, then I perform my action A, I arrive L2 with value of X being strictly bigger than 1, so player 2 has no power anymore, and then I immediately jump to location L3, making me winning the game. Okay, so give some formal definitions. If I'm given a state and a strategy, first we say that a pass is winning if it reaches goal. We denote by outcome Q lambda is the set of pass starting from Q that can be obtained when player 1 play according to lambda. We say that the strategy is winning if all the states starting from Q of outcome Q lambda are winning. And we say that the state is winning if there exists a winning strategy from this pass. And what are the control objectives is to compute the winning states and to compute winning strategies for winning states. So, schematically, what's control reachability? We're given still a transition system, but with the difference that we have uncontrollable and controllable actions. We're given some initial states, some goal states, and we want to know if from this state we can force the system to reach this goal state, whatever the environment will do. Okay, and how we solve the problem? It's a well-known fact that when we consider finite discrete system, both problems are decidable. So if we are given any transition system, one idea to solve the problem would be to try to reduce it into a finite discrete one, but not a stupid reduction, a reduction preserving property we are interested in a sense that we could reduce decidable question on the big system or infinite system on this finite discrete one. So, and for discrete system, the classical tool is Pi simulation. So, just recall quickly what's Pi simulation. It's a binary relation, I would say an equivalence relation, on the state of the transition system, who has the following properties: that are given any 3-point Q1, Q1 prime, Q2, which are in the following situation. So, we have Q1, Q1 prime, Q2. So Q1 and Q2 are in relation for the by simulation. We have to be able to find a fourth point, Q2 prime, that complete the scheme in the following sense, that we have an arrow from Q2 to Q2 prime, and the Q2 prime we found is in by simulation between Q1 prime and Q2 prime. Okay, and I'm just listing some well-known facts. We know that if we have transition system, goal state, and a bisimulation that respects goal, that then means goal is a union of equivalent class for of the bisimulation, we have that Q can reach goal if and only Q prime can reach goal whenever Q and Q prime are equivalent for the bisimulations. This means that if there exists a finite and effective bisimulation on this system respecting goal, then reachability problem can be solved on this system. Okay, for the control on discrete system, we have same kind of situation. We're given a game, a finite game, a bisimulation respecting goal, and whenever two states are equivalent for such a bisimulation, Q is winning if and only if Q prime is winning. So we have such same result that if we can find finite and effective bisimulation on this system, control problem can be solved on this discrete system. Okay, so now I'm turning to time system, and the bisimulation that is given is not interesting because we have this time action who can take infinitely many values. So we need to consider a kind of adaptation of the bisimulation, which is known as the time abstract bisimulation, which I quickly recall. So on discrete action, it acts exactly the same way. And for time action, we want that whenever there is a time transition t between q1 and q1 prime, we don't have to mimic the transition with exactly t time unit, but we want the existence of some t prime making that q1 and q2 are in the bisimulation, q2 and q2 prime are in the bisimulation, and q2 go to q2 prime with it some t prime. We're not asking for t prime being equal to t. That's the abstract in the time abstract bisimulation. Okay? And it's known that for the reachability, time abstract bisimulation exactly behave like classical bisimulation of discrete system, but concerning reachability. It's just what I state here. When we consider a real-time system, some goal and a time abstract bisimulation respecting goal, whenever two states are time abstract bisimilar, one can reach goal if and only if the other one can reach goal. So the same kind of corollary appears, that if we can find a finite and effective bisimulation with respect some goal, the reachability problem is decidable on this system. And a classical, well-known example is that technique has been used to prove the decidability of the reachability problem for time automata by Aluhandil. Now, if everything was nice in perfect world, we would have similar theorem for control of time system, but unfortunately it's false. One can find time abstract bisimulation on such system respecting goal, so in the time case, such that Q is winning and Q prime is not. So I'm going to exhibit such a system. So we consider the state space is just those two straight lines. And the dynamics on the system is just I can move from left to right, but without leaving the line I'm in. So points from here can never go there. So dynamic is just here and here. I'm putting this partition on the system. So I have three pieces in my partition. Just one for those two, and then I'm alternating green, red, green, red, green, red, and on the other one is red, green, red, green, red, green. And this go alternate infinitely often. Then I had two location, one goal, and one not goal, both of them I cannot leave. And on each green pieces, I put a controllable action going to goal, and in each red pieces, I put an uncontrollable action going to not goal. Okay, so the blue arrow are controlled, and the brown one are uncontrolled. And what I'm claiming is that this partition is a time abstract bisimulation. If I'm on a magenta piece, what I want to know is to be able to see green or red in the future, but it's always the case. For both pieces, I can see green or red. if I'm in a green pieces, I have to be able to see red or green is in the future, but it's always the case. And the same for the red pieces. Okay, so now I convince you that that is a bisimulation, but I imagine you already notice that Q is winning and Q prime is not. Since if I'm Q, I wait for a small time, I got here and then jump to goal and it's okay. But whatever the amount of time I will wait in Q prime, I will have to cross this red piece. And so my player 2 will have the opportunity to take me here where I cannot escape and I've lost. Okay, so just to summarize what I explained till now, when we are considering discrete transition system, reachability or control, finite by simulation, it's nice to study this problem. If I consider real-time transition system, for studying reachability, time abstract by simulation seems to be a nice tool, and until now in this talk, we said nothing about this. Okay, now I'm turning to something look like different. I come back to this array later. I'm just going to explain what are home in a hybrid system. So first, what's a hybrid system? Roughly speaking, it's just a system with discrete and continuous components. So that's just vaguely we have two locations. We can follow any kind of continuous dynamics here and then jump from a location to another. Well, there are other kind of continuous dynamic here. And they naturally induce time transition system and games. So just to tell you, you already seen a hybrid system in this talk. That was an hybrid system. And when I'm considering the stuff with the door, where I cannot control the action of the door, it's what I would call a game on a hybrid system. Okay, the difference between the game and just the transition system just appear on the discrete action going from a location to another. Nothing is different in the continuous dynamics. Okay, now just give a few words on home minimality. So minimality is a model theory notion that have been introduced by Pillay and Steiner in early 80s. And what's a home minimal structure? So if I take a structure M which is totally ordered, and Cuckoo has other symbol in this language, we say it's home minimal if every one definable set is every definable subset of M is a finite union of points and open intervals, and the intervals can be unbounded. Okay, and what's a definable subset? Is just a set that can be written as the set satisfying your formula phi, the formula being written with all the symbol of the language of the structure we are considering. To make maybe this definition clearer, let's just give some examples. Example of omnimal structure are the natural with the order, the rational with the order, the ordered group of rational, the ordered field of the real, and that's, classical example you can keep in mind for the rest of the talk. Ordered field of the real with the exponential function that come from nice result from Wilkie in 96. And if I focus on the ordered field of the reals, what are the definable one-dimensional subset? They are just stuff like equality or inequality of polynomial. So if I consider this polynomial and the set of points being smaller than zero, it's clearly a finite union of intervals. And since, roughly speaking, this structure of quantifier elimination, we only have to study equation and inequation of this kind, and it clearly cannot to make something else that finitely many points and open intervals. Okay, and to make stuff even clearer, what are examples of structures that are non-minimal? If we consider Presburger arithmetic, it's not. The field of rational number, it's not. And obviously, the field of the real augmented with the sine function, since we can define the set of points such as sine x equals 0, and that clearly gives infinitely many points, and so the structure cannot be O-minimal. Okay, so the main tool we use from O-minimality is this so-called uniform finiteness theorem, which hard to prove theorem that has been proved by 9 Pillay and Steinhorn in 1986. And what does it mean? It means, it will be clearer with some pictures, that whenever I take some defined number set S, being in the cross product of Mn and Mn, and for each point A that I pick here, okay, any point I pick, I look to what's the so-called fiber, the fiber of the point A, is just looking to this line and considering the intersection of this line, line is just on the picture, with the set S. So this is this three pieces set, red pieces set we see on the left. And what's the theorem means? It means that when we're considering a set and walking around with the A on Mn, there exists a number nf such that the number of connected components is always smaller or equal to ns. So given a set S, the number of connected components is uniformly bounded. It's only this number n s depends only on S and not of A. That's the whole point. And in the case of the picture, we can say that this number is 4, because wherever I move my A, I will never get a fiber with more than 4 connected components. So, and to understand how interesting is the theorem, we can notice that this kind of theorem is false when we're considering Presburger arithmetic. So, really, it means that each time that we have something that is locally finite, is uniformly finite. Okay, so what's no-minimal hybrid system? No-minimal hybrid system is a system where the continuous and discrete components are definable in some O-minimal structure, and we have, moreover, what's strong reset condition, forcing us to reset all the variables when going from location to another. That's, drawback of hybrid system. And this will allow, this strong preset condition will allow to decompose the continuous and discrete dynamics. And that's the fact of being able to decouple the system, the continuous and discrete dynamics, allow us to restrict our study to the so-called O-minimal dynamical system, which are just an O-minimal structure and a definable function gamma from mk1 times m to mk2 that we call the dynamics. And again, due to these strong preset conditions, we have that the study of hybrid system, O-minimal hybrid system, will reduce to the study of the O-minimal dynamical system, which are in fact just one location, but through some given partition which is induced by the Gauss, the resets, and so on. Okay, so that's idea of what we mean by dynamics, and to make things clearer, just let's consider that this induces, for example, the dynamics of time automata, just for the two-dimensional case, by saying that gamma x1, x2, t, x1 plus t, x2 plus t. So when we are in the plane, on a point, we go going through the diagonal. So, and it allows, that's why we wanted to get the input space of dimension bigger than the output space to consider some kind of rectangular dynamics, because we can say that even in a point here, we can assume that we go following all potential line in this curve, making some kind of non-determinism looking like the so-called rectangular hybrid system introduced by Enzinger. Okay, and we associate naturally a transition system to that by saying that the set of space is mk2, the action is just m plus, which is r plus in the real case, and we say that there is an arrow from y1 to y2 taking tau time unit. If there exists a x, that means one input in the input space, two times t1, t2, such that t1 is smaller or equal to t2, the difference equal tau, and gamma xt1 is y1, gamma xt2 is y2. It looks complicated, but it's stupid. It just means that when we have this and this my dynamic, each time I pick X here and I look to the time go, it gives here a trajectory, and I say that there is an arrow from here to here. I think this is an arrow. If there is a X here, sometimes T1 and sometimes T2, such that gamma X of T1 corresponds to this one, and gamma X of T2 corresponds to this one. Okay. Now we have done this, we can turn to reachability and O-minimal hybrid system. And we go to the word encoding technique. So just focus, we can nearly forget about all the formal definition and focus on this clear example. We have this really simple dynamical system where trajectories are just straight lines going from left to right. We associate to this transition system these two pieces partition have with A and B. And we will symbolically encode all these trajectories. We see that there are in some sense three kinds of trajectory: the one of the top, the second one, and the third one. Meaning that I can be in the piece A forever, I can cross the piece B only once, or I can cross the piece B twice. And I encode the three situations as follows. The first one is encoded by A, the second one is encoded by ABA, and the third one is encoded by ABABA. So when I consider the set of words A, ABA, ABABA, I got some sense a complete static description of my system. But it's not enough to go to dynamic aspect. In order to consider dynamic aspect, I will focus on the second trajectory and was encoded by ABA. And on this trajectory, there is three situations. Either I'm here, meaning I'm in a trajectory will cross the piece B only once, but I did not cross it yet. Or the second situation means I'm in the same piece, but I'm on the same trajectory, but I'm not in the piece B. And the third situation is I left the piece B and I will stay in A forever. In such a way, we can associate suffix of the previous word we have met to each point of the plane. And the sets of potential suffix are in fact nothing else than the suffix of ABABA. And we can look the partition induced by the suffix and it gives this partition. All the yellow piece are points whose suffix is A. Here are BA, ABA, those two green ones, BABA, ABABA. And we can notice on this example that this suffix partition is in fact the time abstract by simulation. Because if we take those two points in the green region, what they can do, they can go to the blue or the yellow, the same for this. Okay, that was just on the example. Let's now give result on this system. So if we consider a nominal dynamical system and a finite definable partition of MK2, so I'm given the dynamics and finite partition which is definable, we always have first the finiteness of the suffix partition. And I mean, I will try to sketch the idea of the proof. We give, that's the idea of what a dynamical system look like. So we have MK and M, we go here following the time, and this gives a trajectory in the output space. That's just this first bit. That's a nominal dynamical system, meaning that everything here is definable then in O-minimal structures. I associate a finite definable partition on the output space, being the green, blue, and pink peas in my example. So the goal, what I want to do, is to show that the set of potential suffix encoding not only one but all the trajectory here is finite. First, I just focus on one trajectory, on this one, which is also represented here. And what I will go back. So I first been from mk1 to m to mk2 by gamma, and I will go the other way around to have some kind to induce the partition given from p on mk1 to m. So I imagine it had this form, so I can take each period of the partition at looking at its image by gamma minus 1, and I recover a partition here. This allows us to look at this and to find the word associated with this particular x. Okay? And by O-minimality, this, everything I've done is definable. So it's a bit tricky to show every detail, but you can believe me, everything I've done still now is definable. So this is nothing else than some definable one-dimensional set colored by some partition. So clearly, this word can only be finite. And that's the first step. But that's not enough to prove that the whole set is finite. And now came the uniform finiteness. We know that if I move x here along, all the word I will have will have a length bound by some n depending only on the system and not of n. So I have finitely many pieces in P. I have a bound on the length, though there is clearly finitely many words, and on a set of finite words I can only find finitely many suffix. Then I get that this partition suff P is necessarily finite. And I mean, the real proof is more tricky, because what we have to do is to prove that every stuff I explain here can be done in a definable way to be able to apply this uniform finiteness theorem. Okay, so suff P is finite. And then in those papers we show that if moreover on each word of the each point of the output space a unique word is associated to each point, we immediately get that the suffix partition induces a bisimulation. That was the example of I just showed you, because we had only those straight lines, so clearly a unique word was associated with each point of the space. And from this, I would say, symbolic theorem, we recover the main result of Laperriere, Pappas and Sastry, knowing that O-minimal hybrid system, how they define my finite by simulation. And how they define, what does it mean? They were only considering flow of vector field which were time independent. And so clearly this implied that each point of the space has only one trajectory through, and clearly suffix uniqueness follows from that. Another really nice theorem I'd like to mention is that Korovina and Vorobyov have proved recently that using this technique, this suffix construction, that the size of the finite bisimulation for Pfaffian hybrid system, which are particular O-minimal hybrid system but quite complicated continuous dynamics, have a bisimulation of exponential size, which is nice because it's the same than time automata, which where here the really more complicated dynamics. Okay, so just want to make clear the point that this suffix uniqueness is not always satisfied. If I consider this rectangular dynamics I spoke before, and I consider this point y1, it has two suffixes associated with it. Since we can either go through A and never cross this G piece, or we can go here and F suffix is AGA. The same all for Y2, where we can have either AGA going this way, or we can have ABAGA going this way. Okay, so now let's go back to control problem and look at this array that we left some box open, saying what's the tool to control real-time system? And we claim that with Patricia Bouillet and Fabrice Chevalier that this suffix partition was right tool to study control problem. It was better than time abstract by simulation. And so we have the theorem we were expecting to get with time abstract by simulation, meaning that if 2 points are suffix equivalent, they are equivalently winning or losing. So we come back to this allow to recover result of time gain given previously by Malheur and all, or Bouillet and all. And let's come back to this example and see how suffix makes the difference compared to the time abstract by simulation. If I consider the 2 point QQ prime with the partition I just denoted, A for the magenta, B for the green, and C for the red, we have that the suffix of P is A and then BC omega, and the suffix of Q prime is A and CB omega. So Q is winning and Q prime is not, but it's not a big deal because they are not suffix equivalent. Okay, so that's our way to complete this by saying that one tool to study control of first-time system is the suffix partition. And then we go back to the particular case of control of O-minimal hybrid system. And the main result is that if I consider a class of hybrid system definable of M such that the theory of M is decidable, then given any O-minimal hybrid system, the set of winning state is computable, and we can give a strategy which needs to know the MK1 and M, which is definable in the same structure than the O-minimal hybrid system. And to conclude, I will just illustrate, and not give the proof, but illustrate how the proof is made on a few examples. So if I start with time automata-like dynamics and just consider this very simple game, I'm starting from here, and I have one, I would say, winning location and one losing location, and I explain how everything works on this example. So I have my goal state, I in parallel construct the partition I'm going to build the suffix on. I have the batch state, so that gives me a first partition of the plane, and then I'm looking at this, we build the suffix partition respecting this, and this clearly the suffix partition. We have word A, all these white pieces, we have green A on this, we have blue, green and white, and then we have bat, blue, green, and then we have those pointers. Okay, that's partition my plane, and we have now a way to recall from the game that what we want to go is to reach goal and never to go here, because we go to L1 and we lose the game. So when we see this, we can give a symbolic characterization of the winning states. The winning states are those with suffix of the form no B G, because if I'm go in here, I lost. So that means winning states are those of the form GA and AGA, so the green and the blue piece. Okay, so that's just to compute the winning states. And now let's turn to the strategy. How do we manage to get the strategy? And it's in some sense the art part, because if I'm fixing this part, I want to say I have to wait some amount of time and then jump to the good location. Okay, it's clear which location we have to jump to. What is unclear is how we make definable the time we have to wait. And so I fix this point, and I know that I want to, we could say that I will jump as soon as possible. But the problem is, the way I make my example is the set G is open. So the as soon as possible is not that easy to handle. So let's look to this particular example, and that's the way the proof works in general. We just consider time x0, y0, which is the set of time in which we have to wait in order to enter G. That's again a one-dimensional definable set. And What in this case is 3 minus y0, 4 minus y0. And what we do in this case, we say, okay, I wait for the half of it. If the set was closed, it would be easy. We could have picked the first point of this time set. And so in that case, we say, okay, I wait to be in the middle of the piece, and then I jump. And that's again where O-minimality helps, because he has what's called curve selection, which allow to, in general, be able to definably pick a point in some given set. And that allows us to give definable strategy in our context. So just, to illustrate, give some other example. Let us consider this strange dynamical system, so where the system is infinitely branching, so, and then going to groove straight line. That's just the formal definition of the picture. And we associate with this system the following spiral, which is the guard of our system. Okay. So when we are on the spiral, we can lose because our player 2 can bring us to the losing state. And so the question we're just focusing on the central node, have we a winning strategy there? And so that's the definition of the spiral. So we first look at the partition induced. We get three suffix, either we are here on the green part, four suffix. We are here on the green part, on the red, or after the spiral. And what it has to be noticed is even if the system is infinitely branching, we have unicity of the suffix in this example. And the winning states are those here in this IRA, because it's the guard to win. And what's unclear is how do we choose the time, but with what I give, we have always to wait for the middle of the distance separating the trajectory to the red line. Okay, and to conclude, I give a last example, which is on rectangular automaton. So always the same situation. I have one winning and one losing location, just the dynamics differs. That's the winning state. The state allowing me to go to goal, and that's the state allowing the player 2 to make me go to the bat's location. As already mentioned, in this situation, I have no suffix uniqueness. And the stuff I have to make clear before is how do I partition the state space in that case. But we look no more at suffix, but a set of suffixes, and we look to the equivalence relation induced by having same set of suffixes. And this equivalence relation induces also suff p, which can be shown to be finite in the same way, and give this picture. And from this picture, we can again symbolically recover the winning states. And the winning states are those who contain no bg, as before. But what has to be noticed is that in that case, this partition is not suffix stable, in the sense that if we compute suffix again of this partition, we not get the same partitions, which was the case in the previous examples. Since if I look at here, this particular yellow piece, I see that point from here can go there, but it's not the case from point from there. So this point and these points have not the same behavior, because here some of them can go there and some of them cannot, meaning that this partition is not a bisimulation. Okay, so to conclude, we realize the interest of the suffix partition for the study of real-time control problems, and we use it to prove the decidability of control problem on O-minimal hybrid systems, whose theory is decidable. So thanks a lot for your attention, and here is a list of references. Thank you.